From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator Samantha Power says the U.S. will provide another $250 million in aid to Ukraine's agricultural producers. Feedstuffs says the money will get distributed through Agri-Ukraine, a 2022 initiative to help support Ukraine's agricultural exports and to combat global food security issues made worse by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Power says multiple groups are working together to keep Ukraine farming and producing commodities. While the dairy industry waits for Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's decision on petitions for a national federal milk marketing order hearing, dairy farmers continue to lose money thanks to the 2018 Farm Bill change to how farmers are paid for Class 1 fluid milk. American Dairy Coalition CEO Lori Fisher tells AgriMarketing.com the net loss is projected to exceed $1 billion after August milk is paid for. The change was made without a hearing, comment period, or producer referendum. And farmers who use manure as a fertilizer get most of the aromatic livestock byproduct from their own operations. Data from USDA's Economic Research Service shows 78% of manure applied to U.S. cropland comes from animals raised on the same operation. 14% is purchased and 8% is obtained from other animal operations.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.